Hey, it's Mike Rowe with a very brief description of my new podcast called The Way I Heard It. Brief being the operative word, not just for this description, but for the podcast itself. The general goal with The Way I Heard It was to satisfy two different things that I believe are very much for sale here in the 21st century: a curious mind and a short attention span. I'm cursed with both, and I have it on excellent authority that I'm not alone. So I'm not even sure podcast is the right expression to describe what these are. They're very short, five-minute stories, mysteries, fundamentally, sometimes wrapped in biography, sometimes wrapped in pop culture, sometimes wrapped in the history you didn't learn in your social studies class, but mostly they're mysteries. And if it sounds at all familiar to you, it's probably because you remember Paul Harvey. I certainly do. One of the greatest broadcasters in the history of broadcasting for years did a segment called The Rest of the Story. And while I would in no way compare myself to him or imagine for a second that I could ever follow in his gigantic footsteps, I am really interested and always have been in that kind of storytelling. Paul Harvey blazed the way for a lot of other people, and The Way I Heard It is in part an homage to those kinds of narratives, but mostly it's a selfish endeavor. I like doing these. I like researching them. I like working with my friends who are putting them together, and I like recording them, and hopefully you'll like listening to them. So having said all that, this is the part where I ask you to subscribe. Being a Luddite, I'm not sure how, but there's bound to be a button or something that you click on or press, and then you can listen to these once a week. 5-6 minutes long, tops, once a week. The Way I Heard It. So to recap, it's me, Mike Rowe. It's a podcast called The Way I Heard It, and it's short, and they're fun. And thanks in advance for checking it out.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.